And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of February, 2014. It was on this day in 1910 that the organization was founded that would teach boys to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, the Boy Scouts of America, Incorporated. Within 4 years, there were more than 100,000 Boy Scouts in America, and by the outbreak of World War II, there were more than 1 million. Scouts over the years included John F. Kennedy, Walter Cronkite, Alfred Kinsey, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Steven Spielberg, and Michael Moore. It's the birthday of the novelist Kate Chopin, born in St. Louis, 1851. She lived in New Orleans, the wife of a wealthy man in the cotton business. He died suddenly of a fever. She moved back to St. Louis, and there she began to write stories. Her early work was melodramatic, sentimental, and then she read the French writer Guy de Maupassant, and she began to write about dissatisfied wives and marital infidelity. And she published her novel, The Awakening, about a woman who leaves her husband and her children to have an affair and become an artist. The book was attacked by critics. Many bookstores refused to stock the book. Chopin was unable to publish her next book of short stories, and she died 5 years later in 1904. Today, The Awakening is considered one of the great novels of 19th century American literature. It's the birthday of the father of science fiction, Jules Verne, born in Nantes, France, in 1828, who gave us Journey to the Center of the Earth and Around the World in 80 Days, and who described inventions that were very similar to modern airplanes, automobiles, skyscrapers, fax machines. And yet Jules Verne lived at a time when he wrote his stories by candlelight. And it's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Bishop, Worcester, Massachusetts, 1911. A very deliberate writer who published only 101 poems in her lifetime. Worked on one poem entitled One Art. For more than 15 years, she kept it tacked up on her wall so she could rearrange the lines again and again. But she was a very productive letter writer. Once wrote 40 letters in a single day. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Noel Coward, entitled Nothing is Lost. Deep in our subconscious, we are told, lie all our memories, lie all the notes of all the music we have ever heard, and all the phrases those we loved have spoken, sorrows and losses time has since consoled, family jokes, outmoded anecdotes, each sentimental souvenir and token, everything seen, experienced, each word addressed to us in infancy before we could even know or understand the implications of our wonderland. There they all are, the legendary lies, the birthday treats, the sights, the sounds, the tears, forgotten debris of forgotten years, waiting to be recalled, waiting to rise before our world dissolves before our eyes, waiting for some small, intimate reminder, a word, a tune, a known, familiar scent, an echo from the past, when innocent we looked upon the present with delight and doubted not the future would be kinder and never knew the loneliness of night. Nothing is Lost by Noel Coward, from his collected verse published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.